I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A, and we are very happy to welcome back a band that was here just slightly less than a year ago when they had their first album out. Well, they have album number two out. They are the Holy Hootenanners, and as we learned last time, they started in around the Salem Lutheran Church down in Mattawa, Minnesota. And there's a whole mess of them. So, Jeff Gilbertson, the bass player here, has volunteered to introduce everybody that's in the studio. Now, you just handed me your new album, and there are 11 people on here, but we only have 7 of you in the studio today because that's all we could fit. And maybe some of them had to work today. Jeff, do you want to introduce the people that are in the room here?
Excellent. Thank you for having us. Luke Leekander's on the drums, Brooke Anderson on the mandolin, Aaron Langhorst on vocals, Colleen Myrie on guitar, and Nicole Gilbertson, whose name I forgot in a radio interview yesterday, so I had to shout out to her on the violin.
And you're married to her, apparently?
And I'm married to her, so I better not forget it again. And Zach Langhorst on the dobro. This is a new instrument for him that he's debuting here today, so I'm excited about that. So.
Now, there are some new faces here in the studio that weren't here last year when you were here, but are any of them new to the band? And have you added anybody to the band since the last time?
I don't think we've added anyone to the band.
Okay.
Brooke wasn't here last year. Zach wasn't here last year. Nicole wasn't here last year. But a few of us are holdovers from our last Studio A.
And you're having a CD release show on Sunday at Teatro Zuccone here in Duluth. And what time is that? Does that start?
That's 7 o'clock. I think the cost is $8 for adults, and children 12 and under are free.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So we're excited about that. And then we're playing in our kind of neck of the woods tonight at the Elmwood Inn in Atkinson, which is about 2 miles south of Carlton on Highway 61.
So. Oh, okay. And the new album is called It's Time to Let It Go. And as you did with the first one, you went up to Sparta Sound and Rich Madsen. You did it with, produced, or recorded it with him up there, right? So we'll talk more about all of that, but why don't you guys get started with the song here? What do you want to start with?
We'll start with the title track, which was written by Colleen, and it's called It's Time to Let It Go.
Trust me,
The Holy Hootenanners live from Studio A, and that is actually the first track on their brand new album, and the title track, It's Time to Let It Go. And Colleen, you write, have done a lot of music for your own project, so how did you specifically write that one for this project?
Well, it just happened that way. I was gone for about a month, and during that time, I had some struggles and difficulties, and I was asked to find a higher power, and this song was developed from that. And when I got back, the song was introduced to the band, and they liked it. And we decided to put it on the album.
Okay, and this being a country gospel band, it definitely fits the theme.
I'm glad it does.
although last time you guys were here, you were talking about some of the covers that you do as well, and sometimes you branch out a little bit, but the albums tend to kind of focus on the gospel stuff, right?
Yeah, and that was our focus too, is to have some more originals.
And I see that you do. You have several, you and then one that you wrote with your husband, and then Brooke has written a couple, right?
We have six total originals.
Nice.
Yeah.
And from different band members, so that's kind of fun to have that in your arsenal, several people that can bring songs to the table. How do you decide which songs make it on the album? I know we talked about that last time. It was very democratic, and everybody got to vote. Was it the same way this time around, or... There are more songs this time. I see 15. So,
yeah, more bang for your buck. we wanted to do as many originals as possible. So, we, like you said, two from Colleen, two from Brooke. I have one on there. Doug Sokol, our lead guitar player, who's not here, his uncle wrote a song many years ago that we're including on this album. And then beyond that, there are some standards that we had just added to our repertoire over time. But I think the biggest thing was we wanted to share vocals and make the album very interesting that way, that it's not one vocalist doing all the lead parts. So we kind of feature a different member on each song. So they had a lot of say on what they wanted their song to be.
Nice.
So of these 15 songs, I think we have maybe 9 different lead vocalists, maybe something like that.
Well, and the nice thing also is I was sitting there listening to that last song and just loving the harmony so much. You know, you have so many talented singers in this band. So, you know, you can add so much to every song just with no matter who's singing lead, right?
Sure.
So tell me, when did you go up to, up to Sparta and do this album? And was it a weekend like the last time? It's kind of a 3-day thing I think you were talking about.
Yeah,
you guys can talk over there if you want. Just get right up on that microphone.
Aaron, just move the mic over to me. But I don't think I need to talk. I don't remember when it was. It was a few...
April?
That's why I don't talk, because I don't remember stuff. but yeah, it was a full weekend. We went up on a Friday afternoon, and we ended on a Sunday afternoon, and just punched it out. It was just... But we have such a blast up there. We goof around and we were all business, but we have so much fun doing it when we're all together. And so yeah, we worked really hard, but that's also why I don't talk.
Well, the great thing about Sparta Sound and Rich Mattson is he calls it the rock and roll bed and breakfast, you know, so you're living and breathing that project for 48 hours straight. Until Rich says, you know, it's time to stop for the night. You know, we go as long as he's willing to go. We basically move into his place, put all our food in his fridge. And, you know, he's so accommodating that way. It's just a great experience up there.
Jermaine, too.
I don't think he's used to having 11
I was gonna say.
Individuals moving into his bed and breakfast. So he's very gracious for hosting us in that way.
And children.
and Jermaine as well, his partner. So I've heard wonderful stories about their hospitality up there, and that it's just a fun experience. But yeah, I bet you're one of the bigger projects that they've had up there. And it seems like you guys have a busy summer. And last time you were here, you talked about how you kind of have a couple of regular weekends or Sundays that you play at your church. Is that still the same?
Yep, that's right. We do the second and third Sunday and then the fifth Sunday. Mm-hmm. And we go to other churches as well. This week we're going to a church in McGregor on Sunday. We were just in Sandstone about a month ago. we branch out a lot, and then we do, you know, bars and other events too, you know, so we do a nice variety.
Well, and then it seems like Mattawa is just such a fun place. I need to get there sometime.
Yes.
You know, because there's, for example, now, you know, you have the Highway 61 Folks Festival that was around for years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now the Hootenanny in August, which I think is fairly new, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this will be the third one this
okay.
year.
Okay, and you guys play at that, it sounds like. So it just really sounds like there's always something fun going on in Mattawa. I mean, I could be wrong, but...
Cool place to be. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you guys did your second homegrown this year, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's hear another song. What do you guys want to do next?
This is a song that Brooke wrote. This is the second track on the album. This is called Passing Through. We used to call it Jesus Got the Funk, but we changed it to Passing Through. It seemed like a more fitting title.
Less fitting, maybe, but more appropriate.
In this world of troubles and trials, I've got the Lord, He's by my side. Yeah, the Lord, He's by my side. Let me see what I can do for my Lord, I'm passing through. The Lord to put my faith in. I got faith as strong as a mountain. Yeah, I got faith as strong as a mountain. See what faith can do. Lord, I'm passing through. I've got a voice, and I will sing to see what joy my voice can bring. I got a voice, and I'm gonna sing. I'll sing a song too, for my Lord I'm passing through.
Very nice. Those are the Holy Hootenanners live from Studio A. Loving that dobro in there. That is a nice sound. And not many people play the dobro. Have you been playing that very long?
President's Day, I picked it up.
Which is that February, right?
Yeah.
And so how's it? It sounds like it's been going okay for you.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of fun.
We love it.
And it does. It just adds a little bit of extra color to the sound there. Brooke? Right. So since you weren't here last time, and I'm remembering that you had a really good reason for not being here last time, I believe you had just had a baby.
Something like that.
Something like that. And so we didn't get a chance to learn more about you. So now you're in the spotlight. So tell me kind of about your musical background. And have you done other things before this project? And
No. Okay. Not at all. I come from a family that loves music, and so we play a lot together. But I've never really been a part of anything anywhere near like this. And so it's been just a really cool thing for me to... My husband is Caleb Anderson, mm-hmm. and he plays piano and has played in a number of bands. And so I'm always kind of like going to Caleb's shows, and that's fun. But to be able to do something like this together with him and with all of these really great friends that I've met in the last few years is kind of a blessing for me. I feel really lucky to be able to do that. I play a little piano. I started out playing guitar with these guys, but there were so many guitars that it was like, well, I better find a different instrument. So I just picked up the mandolin a year and a half, and so I'm learning. But that's been fun as well.
And you have a couple of songs on here. So when did you start songwriting?
When I wrote these ones.
Wow.
I'm an English major. So every English major has like a book full of poetry under their bed or something. Mm-hmm. I have that, but something new to try.
So. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, that's pretty impressive, actually, that, you know, you've been doing this for a short time and you've got, that was a wonderful song. And I think last time I was asking who this was a first band experience. Aaron, I think this was your first band experience. So what's that part of it like getting up there and performing for the first time? Brooke, has that been comfortable for you, or was it weird at first? Or
yeah, I used to get nervous, mm-hmm. and I don't anymore. So that's kind of been a fun transition to I have to sing in front of people. It's just natural, and it's just what we do. And I think it helps to have so many voices in this band and have so many people fronting things that it really takes the pressure off that, both vocally and instrumentally too. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Well, let's hear one more. What do you guys want to wrap up with here?
Sure. This is, it's called My Grandfather's Song. This is a song that Jeff wrote. And on the album, his daughter Amory also sings along with, and you'll understand why once we, so we're missing her, but here it is.
I was a child on my grandfather's knee, sit beneath the shade of the horse chestnut tree. The old family stories that he passed along always lead up to his favorite. Melody rings in my ear. wind blew so softly, I sang my grandfather's song. And in a sweet, quiet voice, my little girl sang along. An old band of angels is waiting for me. That sounds I'm longing. Simple arrangement in heaven above, the story of Jesus, unwavering love. It's a simple arrangement in heaven above, the story of Jesus.
The Holy Hootenanners live from Studio A, and another tune from their latest album, It's Time to Let Go. Thank you so much, guys. That was beautiful.
Thanks, Christine.
Thanks for having us.
And again, the guys that were here, plus the rest of the band, are going to be playing on Sunday night, June 28th at 7 at Teatro Zuccone in Duluth. And it is a CD release show for the new album that was produced up at Sparta Sound and recorded by Rich Mattson. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Chris Harwood and Katie Rood. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.